Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
And we're going to have live music during the whole thing. 80s to the max on Sunday. Every band on stage is going to be about the 80s all day long. So make sure and get your tickets. Once again, the website, downtownfoodandwinefest.com. $15. Wine, food. And you tell
them. It's an awesome time. I love it.
Yeah.
I eat everything in sight twice, sometimes three times.
Mm-hmm. The shrimp and grits from, where was that from last time?
I don't remember.
Oh, God, it was so good.
That, and then the cakes, the nothing bun cakes.
Hammered lamb usually always has good food.
I take
it
to go bag from there, and I have nothing bun cakes for a whole week.
Oh, it's so nice. I always end up getting really full and then pass it out in the grass there by the lake for just a couple hours.
And then we have to bail you out the next day for loitering. And
Yeah. That or you're trying to scrape me off the Stella Artois trailer.
That's great. All right. So sitting in for Jill, because Jill is right now as we're speaking, she's chaperoning a whole bunch of kids from her kids' school around.
I think she went to SeaWorld today.
Was it SeaWorld?
Yeah. I think she's running around SeaWorld right now.
She's going to be doing this from now, 7:26 till 5 p.m. this evening. So
she'll be good. They have booze in SeaWorld. She'll be fine.
Yeah, but she's chaperoned. She can't be like, come here, kids.
Wow. She did say she's going to
I've only got two left.
She's going to be wearing a wine helmet all day. So so what's going on?
Oh, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Carlton.
Yeah.
Do you have the Carlton music?
I do.
Okay. What about him?
So apparently, the creators of Fortnite, what the company's called, NBA 2K or something, they used the Carlton dance.
Yes, they did.
In a couple of their video games, and he sued, trying to, claim some sort of copyright to the Carlton dance.
Because it is the Carlton dance.
Yeah, however, you can't copyright a dance.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, apparently. But there's a hearing set now for like March 18th. But I think he's screwed on that one.
Why can't you copyright a dance? You can copyright just about anything else. You got Oprah, who trademarked O.
Yeah.
O. O.
Don't those little Spanish guys own the Macarena?
Well, yeah, but that's a choreographed dance. And the Carlton move is just, the Carlton dance is not a choreographed dance. It's considered random moves.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's random moves. This court's adjourned.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. All right.
Wow. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd get that.
Anyway, Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
The cast is asking fans to try and find some of the retro items from the TV home set.
Yeah, because they're doing the show right now. It's HDTV. They're transforming the iconic Brady Bunch house into a wicked, awesome 1970s set. It's called a Very Brady Renovation.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Yeah, whatever. Hmm. I didn't watch that show very much. Did you watch it?
I did.
On Nick at Night?
No, it wasn't Nick at Night at the time. That wasn't.
You didn't watch the original.
Well, I mean, it was on replays.
You were a baby. Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't, there was no Nick at Night. It was just afternoon TV when you came home from school. And
it was replays?
You watched your cartoons and your Brady Bunch and your Mr. Ed or wherever the hell was on.
Brady Bunch always struck me as weird because I always wondered, like, what's Alice doing in her spare time? What's she doing?
With the butcher, man.
Yeah, like, what's she up to?
Yeah. I thought Mr. Brady was just way too tall and awkward looking.
They were just weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're looking to recover like the sofa and stuffed giraffe from the girls' rooms. And
somebody steal all the stuff?
I don't know. They probably auctioned it.
They're looking for the actual original?
I think so.
Oh, but that stuff's all dirty and gross. I mean, if it even exists, right?
Well, I'm sure they can refurb anything.
Oh, I thought they were looking for like replicas of the stuff.
I don't know. It's really unclear. It sounds more like they want the actual crap.
Hmm.
So if you had a Valentine's Day yesterday that you thought in your mind, guys, was like, oh, man, I did really good. I just killed it. Well, sorry.
We didn't?
No. Listen to this story.
Yeah, your six-pack smoke, not going to work.
Really? Even if it was really nice with fancy beers?
Gave his girlfriend six-pack of beer. That's great. That's almost
what she wanted.
Yeah, well, I got a fridge, so. Anyway, Kim got home yesterday to find that, like, all the possessions in her living space.
Kim Kardashian.
Were gone. Yeah, Kim Kardashian. Like, is there another Kim? Anyway, everything was gone, replaced with bouquets of roses everywhere. And then, out in the background, there comes some music. And it's none other than Kenny G. He hired Kenny G to come and play for Kim Kardashian. I got a refrigerator. And, well, yeah, but it's Tori got a six-pack.
It's stainless steel.
Hey, give me $1 billion. I'll get Kenny
G. Is he going to sing to me?
I don't know. It made some noises
my
last
flowers,
night.
My flowers' heads fell off.
Oh, great.
For Valentine's Day, Kanye West got Kim Kardashian a private concert from Kenny G. Check out the video Kim tweeted. Yeah, look at that. It was really sweet. It was really sweet until Kenny G just hung around the whole night. He's like,
he wouldn't leave.
I got gypped this year, big time.
You got gypped? You got a stainless steel refrigerator. You asked for it.
My sister posted a picture yesterday of all her Valentine's booty. She got like all this romantic crap that Pedro did for her and a brand new car in
what?
Her garage with a big ass red bow on it.
That's because her boyfriend's big and fat and he's afraid she's going to leave him.
I demand a new car.
It's true.
See,
dude.
This happens though. I mean, you'll do something, you'll give a nice thing.
Did you just
thing,
say
and
that?
Yes.
This girl goes, oh, this is nice, until they see what their friend got, and they're like, oh, well, she got a bigger bouquet. You know, it's like, if you meet somebody that's got a bigger Valentine's gift than you, then yours is suddenly just garbage.
I'm sorry. It was a six-pack. It's a six-pack.
Okay. All right, there's no excuse for me, but a fridge sounds nice.
It's a really nice fridge. It's a double door.
Ooh. Hello. I am the day after Valentine's Day. Last night was wonderful. Flowers, chocolates, a romantic dinner, and a little something-something to cap off the day. But now, I'm sorry that all is back to normal. I regret that you've returned getting on each other's nerves because he left the seat up or she squeezed the toothpaste from the middle. It's back to fighting over the remote and over whose turn it is to pick up the kids. Your relationship is back to status quo, where instead of gazing deep into each other's eyes, you barely acknowledge each other when you're not staring at your phones. And I'm sorry. Apologetically yours, the day after Valentine's Day.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.